You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Right now, it's time for the news here on this Monday. Shelley is here with said news.
Coming up, we are drinking again. Where? And another Joe Rogan apology, this time for what? It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and more, the best selection and service in the 757 for locals by locals. But let's start in a really random place in Canada, okay? Where they have that trucker protest going on. Have we talked about that at all? Because this is
No, we haven't.
There's a new piece to it. So there's this whole big convoy of truckers who descended on Ottawa to protest a vaccine mandate for cross-border drivers.
All right, so that's where you start.
Yeah, there's a vaccine mandate in Canada. We've got one in the United States for cross-border drivers as well, but we're starting in Canada with this.
Okay.
So they've been set up there for the past week, 2 weeks-ish, protesting, honking their truck horns. And these horns are the focus of a lawsuit now because people who live in Ottawa are like, could we please get some peace from the horns? So there's a scheduled hearing in court in a multi-million dollar class action lawsuit by Ottawa residents who would like the protesters to stop honking their horns.
All right. Now, I just watched this on the overnight news, and the photos are amazing. They have the Ottawa, by the way, is the capital of Canada. And the trucks now have blocked off many of the main streets in the capital. And it's gotten to a point where they even brought in like a bounce house and toys and stuff. And people are living now in the streets.
Yeah.
And Canada has now made it against the law to supply them with supply. You can't bring them like diesel fuel.
Right.
You cannot sustain the... They're calling it their own insurrection.
Yeah.
That's what the chief of police of Ottawa was saying.
Yeah, well, this horn
it's
honking
like
thing.
Kukula.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, the horn honking thing is, to me, the silliest part of it. But I guess I understand the group of residents is asking for an injunction to prevent the truckers parked on city streets from honking their horns repeatedly, randomly throughout the day. Their lawyer says the honking is causing irreparable harm because of how loud and prolonged it's been. They're just asking not to stop the honking altogether, just maybe one single coordinated horn honk per day.
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, as a polite Canadian,
yes,
one would think you could get together on this. Although, are all the protesters Canadian? I assume they are.
Yeah.
But might they be people from the States that have to go back and forth?
Could be, yeah. Yeah, I know they're getting support from people in the States who have to go back and forth. So.
GoFundMe just closed the page.
Yeah.
They took it down.
Yeah.
They're not going to be a part of funding this.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's this huge convoy. We'll see where it goes with the horns. It would drive you crazy after a while.
Well, it's like, you know what? Every night at 8 o'clock, local church plays church bells.
Okay.
Not far from us. And it's a nice little song and whatnot. But if you had to live by the church and it was going off every hour,
I have
like
that
all day.
I have that by my house. There's a church. It's the bells, though. It's like, you know, the chimes, the 1 at 1 o'clock, 2 at 2 o'clock, 3 at 3. But it's not so overwhelming.
Okay.
Like the first couple times I heard it, I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. But I don't hear it like inside my house. I guess I'm not close enough that I hear it there.
All right, that's good.
I don't even know where the church is.
Oh, really?
To
all right.
My house, there's several around, so I don't know which one it
is. Okay, now let's just pretend like you lived, I don't know, in the Middle East. 3 to 4 times a day, whatever it is. That'd be a little tough.
Yeah.
But it's still no Canadian horn honking.
No, that's true.
Please. Please, we are civilized Canadians.
The church bells have a nice ring to them, you know? It's not so bad. A horn honk is like, it would be grating on the nerves after a while. So that's where this protest is going. We'll see if they can get a coordinated honk or what. Now, around here, 10 of your side is reporting that Governor Glenn Youngkin's mask optional order for students in schools has been temporarily blocked by a judge in Virginia. This comes as school boards across the Commonwealth held votes on their district's mask policies. And we know some lifted the mandate. Some around here had done that. But this temporary restraining order does not reverse those votes exactly. It just instead prevents parents from sending their children to school without a mask despite a school district's policy, which sounds like it prevents it, but that's the specific wording. They're being very careful with the wording. That's from wavy.com. Youngkin's spokeswoman said that the state intends to appeal the decision, calling the ruling just the first step in the judicial process. Now, part of this cited a state law, the Senate bill last year, that requires school districts to offer 5 days of in-person learning. We like that part.
Yeah.
And to follow the guidelines from the CDC to the maximum extent practicable. The CDC currently recommends universal indoor mask wearing for students ages 2 and older and all people who enter a K through 12 school. So in the ruling, the judge wrote that the single issue before the court was if Youngkin could use his emergency powers to override the decision of local school boards delegated to them under this particular bill.
Yeah.
On this point, the court concludes that the governor cannot, the judge wrote.
All right, so he cannot mandate no mandates. Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah. That's where it is. Temporarily. Now there's an appeal coming on that. Meanwhile, with the governor, our Governor Glenn Youngkin is in the news for another reason, as the Associated Press reports there's some controversy after his campaign's Twitter page lashed out at a high school student. So the 17-year-old shared a news story about a section of the governor's mansion where slaves once lived.
Okay.
The Washington Post reported yesterday that the campaign then revealed that 17-year-old's name and photo and tweeted a picture of the student with former Governor Ralph Northam, noting that Governor Ralph Northam's racist yearbook picture surfaced in 2019.
They went back there, too?
Yeah, they did. Now the
Who's running this Twitter page?
The Wendy's guy?
It's got to be.
The Associated Press says Team Youngkin removed the tweet late yesterday morning, offered no apology. A strategist who works for Youngkin suggested that Democrats had made the 17-year-old a fair target by previously promoting him on Twitter, so it's not like his name wasn't out there.
That's just a D move.
Yeah.
Some dumb kid. First of all, you What does he have a problem with the history of the governor's mansion? The dude just moved in there. This clearly is not his deal.
True.
You can't attach this guy to it just because he's living in the house now. It's a museum, that house.
You know, I'd have to see the exact tweet that this kid put out. I guess I should look
up. Was he trying to tie the governor to slavery?
Or maybe...
Come on.
Something with devices practices or something.
Oh,
in there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Maybe.
Maybe. That's what I would assume was going on, but
I don't think I'm gonna. I don't think I'm going after a 17-year-old. Maybe I don't get it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's some good news. Southwest Airlines announced Friday that We Drinkin' Again. Southwest is going to return to serving alcoholic beverages on flights, and the crowd went wild.
Yeah.
It's been about 2 years. They stopped March of 2020, pretty much when the world stopped.
Mm-hmm.
The airline said in a press release that it'll return to offering an expanded selection of beverages come February 16th on flights of at least 176 miles long. So if you're going 175 miles out of luck,
forget it. It's dry.
Southwest customer experience and customer relation vice president said that the airline would restore its beverage options after customers had, quote, expressed a desire for more beverage options.
Are you kidding me?
Southwest is going to restore a wide range of alcoholic beverages, including beer, wine, vodka, whiskey, rum, and tequila. It'll also have apple juice, Coke Zero, Dr. Pepper, hot tea, and hot cocoa. United Airlines began serving alcohol on its flights again back in November, and American Airlines has yet to announce any change to their beverage policy. Coming soon.
Didn't American have it the worst? Didn't they have? I seem to remember incidents on American were amongst the worst. I don't know why. I guess somebody has to be that.
It's just
a numbers game.
You might be right because they did have the stats listed in the report. I just trimmed that part out.
Okay.
But they had all the in-flight stats listed. So I'm sure. Yeah. American.
Well, it makes you wonder if some of these, did they take them away because they're just trying to mitigate the situation, or do they take them away because they saw potential liability? Like, this has happened so many times. If we don't do something soon, it's going to come back on us.
Yeah. Well, it's always a cover your butt situation.
Seems like, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Not 100%, but it could be.
Yeah.
Because the others didn't. Not everybody did the same at the same time.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of covering your butt, and now we get the apology.
I was just trying to be entertaining. I certainly wasn't trying to be racist.
Joe Rogan now apologizing for his latest controversy, a montage of him dropping the N-word in the past. It's been making the rounds over the past week or so, a video of this all chopped up, put together, and it all comes in the wake of his previous controversy over COVID information, misinformation.
Sure, sure.
Joe apologized in a video on social media where he admits that this video looks horrible. He says it's the most regretful and shameful thing that he has had to address publicly.
Look, I can't go back in time and change what I've said. I wish I could. Obviously, that's not possible. But I do hope that this can be a teachable moment for anybody that doesn't realize how offensive that word can be coming out of a white person's mouth in context or out of context. My sincere and humble apologies. It makes me sick watching that video, but hopefully at least some of you will accept this and understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, so he gives a few excuses, including it was taken out of context, but he also says that now in 2022, he agrees that there's no context where it's cool for a white guy to be dropping that word. He says he's not racist. There's nothing he could do to erase that. He wants it to be a teachable moment. You heard him say that.
But you have to say, I'm not racist. You f***ed up. And I clearly have f***ed up. And that's my intention to express myself in this video. Because I never thought it would ever be taken out of context and put in a video like that. And now that it is, holy shit, it looks bad. It's an idiotic thing to say. And I was just trying to be entertaining. I certainly wasn't trying to be racist. And I certainly would never want to offend someone for entertainment with something as stupid as racism.
No.
Yeah, amen. By the way, I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing because it resonates.
Yeah.
When you hear the phrase, you hear this coming out of your mouth, get it back. You're in a corner. Yeah.
Well, Spotify's sticking with Joe, but they deleted more than 70 old racially insensitive episodes of his podcast. And supposedly Joe agreed to that. India RE shared a clip on Thursday explaining her reasons for removing her music from Spotify, citing Joe Rogan's language around race. So she must have already seen this.
Yeah.
Other stars leaving due to his a spread of misinformation about COVID. That's how the report puts it. Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, according to a research firm. 19% of Spotify subscribers say they've either canceled or will be canceling. But that's not official, so, you know, take a
wait and see what it's worth, yeah.
If that did happen, though, Spotify might have to make a take a little stronger stance here. Their CEO said in a note to employees yesterday that while he condemned Joe Rogan's use of the language, he does not believe cutting ties with Joe Rogan is the answer. He wrote in a letter that he does not believe that silencing Joe is the answer here. Spotify reportedly paid $100 million to license Joe Rogan's podcast, but has faced intense criticism for hosting his show, which has also been criticized for vaccine skepticism.
Yeah, and he lost one of his biggest.
Yes!
One of his biggest supporters, the Rock, pulled out. Dwayne Johnson. Flipped.
I saw that headline this morning. Yep. I grabbed that story.
He is now educated to his complete narrative. That means the Rock educated to the complete Joe Rogan narrative and no longer supports Joe.
It sucks when you get
caught
up, like, when you get tied to somebody and then their bad stuff comes out that you didn't know about and you're like,
I
didn't know my boy was doing
this
that,
happened.
You know?
It happened here a couple of times for sure.
Yeah.
Where we backed losers. Who knew? You didn't know, right?
Yeah.
Well, is this not the guy that had the Jeopardy job for a minute? And then all of a sudden they start going through his old podcasts and it's like, whoa, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a takedown, dude. This is somebody went through all of his old episodes and made this video or this.
Yeah.
Is it video? I guess it must
There's
be.
There's a video going around. Yeah with all the.
And it's just awful.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't seen it, but nor will I be watching it.
No.
I got all I need from the.
Got the gist.
from the thing. Plus, I don't want it in my history, but still.
Don't need to know more than that. I get what we're doing here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, meanwhile, in some world news, the Olympics are happening and Leslie Jones is back with her not safe for work social media reactions to the Winter Olympics. If you're interested in finding those, you can find them on her Twitter page.
I think I'd rather hear the Canadian truck's horns.
That's what
Leslie Jones really grates on me because she just yells a lot, man.
I thought of that when I was like, I could grab some of these clips. And then I was like, no, I Rumble doesn't like that very much.
You don't have to do this for me.
Yeah,
God bless your little
heart. It's okay.
God bless your little heart.
But well, they're not safe for work either. So
okay.
Has some bleep work to do. Meanwhile, USA Today has a ranking of the 9 scariest events. You ready to hear this? Figure skating coming in at number 9.
Okay.
Which I guess I could see. I mean, like, ice dancing doesn't sound like it would be that scary, but when it comes to, you know, being picked up and spun around, I guess.
Well, you know what's interesting is a lot of times they'll pick the guy skater or pick the girl up and she'll put her foot on, like, his leg. Those skates are razor sharp.
Yeah. That
so
can't feel good.
Figure skating skates are sharpened differently than, like, hockey skates. Hockey skates are flat across the bottom.
Okay.
Figure skating skates are sharpened in a U. Each of the edges of the blade is razor sharp, so you can be on the inside edge, the outside edge. So if she doesn't put her foot down right, she can cut right through the pants and into the dude's leg. I mean, for what it's worth.
So, all right.
Hey, somebody took a big tumble. Was it last night? went down to like face first, kind of.
Oof.
Oh, it was oof.
On the ice, yeah.
Yeah.
And then because it's
the
ice.
He had her over
his
head.
Blood.
Whoa, oh, good.
Then you get the blood on there.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah. They didn't bleed, but yeah.
Okay. Nordic combined cross-country skiing at number 8, speed skating at number 7, bobsled at number 6, which, I mean, they made a roller coaster about that at King's Dominion, so.
Yeah.
Slalom, then luge, freestyle skiing, skeleton?
Skeleton is the tiniest sled there is.
Okay, I was going to say, I had no idea what that is. At number 2, skeleton.
Skeleton is, like, smaller than luge.
Skeleton athletes laugh at luge athletes every chance they get while yelling, cowards!
Yeah,
because it's smaller.
I don't know if you watched any of this.
I have not.
Yeah,
not
the giant. So they showed the giant slalom last night, and the hill is so steep that if you fall down, you're going. And they go for hundreds of yards after they fall because you can't stop.
Yeah,
and you can't apparently you can't ski on it very well either because it's kind of iced over, so the edges of the skis don't necessarily grab. It's become quite a thing. It is. It's like watching Wipeout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been snowboarding one time in my life.
Okay.
It was pretty terrifying because I really was bad at it. So.
Well, there's
once,
that.
Once you pick up a little bit of speed and you're like, whoa, I can't control
this. What do I do?
This.
How do I get off this thing?
What you made me think of. I had no control and I'm going down, you know, the kiddie hill.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
So the luge guys are the guys. They're the ones that go down feet first on
okay. The
sled.
Sure.
85 miles an hour. The walls are made of ice. Good luck. Yeah, good luck to you. It's like, ow.
That's fun.
Ow.
Did you just watch a luge crash? Or
no, I watched that wreck Rumble was talking about in the ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
That
when the dude
looking.
Drops her? Yeah.
Yeah.
And they both jumped up, so yeah. Good for them.
She looks scorpions. Like, she you know, went, the legs come back and the...
She hits her chest.
Yeah,
and,
it's not
I mean,
pretty.
It looks painful.
So do we watch ice dancing for the crashes?
I know. Is this like some of the NASCAR fans
do
used to
see
do?
This?
Yeah.
You're
I mean, they're both fine.
Today.
They're both fine.
The ice
both,
hurts.
I'm sure.
No, nobody ends up seriously hurt. So
well, they
good.
Fall
okay,
all the time.
Okay, here comes the lift.
Yeah. And ready?
She's upside
it's
down.
It's the dismount where it happens. Hang on.
Yes, and he's got her by one hand up, spinning around in a circle.
There they go, spinning
and
around.
Oh, dropping her.
Wham!
Oh.
He fell.
Plant on the ice.
I think he actually got it worse than she did.
So hard. You know, the wonderful thing about landing on ice is... that although it's hard and can hurt you on impact, it's also ice, so it reduces swelling.
Yes.
It's nice. Really, really nice. Let's
it's
go back over to
anti-inflammatory in the world.
Let's go to skeleton now.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's go.
Skeleton number 2, ski jumping number 1. And those
jumping.
Are the most scariest
Olympic
sports.
Winter Olympic sports.
Yes. Around here today, we got rain in the forecast, not ice. Mainly after 2 o'clock, they say. A high of 44 today. North winds 10 to 14 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight. 37 will be the low. And then tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny as the day goes on. Highs up near 50. By the end of this week, we're back up near 60. Right now, we're at 39 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.